Emotional and happy and sad and bittersweet and all that kind of stuff, you know, because it's just a nice kind of community story. We have a great bunch of volunteers there.
You should know better thing than getting a 96-year-old boat to go back in the water.
Exactly. No, just, yeah, that's just come, yeah.
It's taken a fair number of years, but you must be very pleased now to see the final stages.
That's it, yeah. The final countdown, the launch, the clock is ticking now for, we're probably looking at about 4 weeks or so. They're about, hopefully, you know, with the final touches, the painting, the filling, the fairing. We had the boat outside yesterday for measuring sails. Anyone in the maritime community should know the men are traditional boat builders. And, yeah, so we measured for sails yesterday, so that's another step in the right direction.
A great achievement for the Claddagh.
It is. Keeping tradition alive, anyway, that's what it's about. And getting more and more people involved as well. And as I say to our group of volunteers there, they're extraordinary, ordinary people. You know, we had 7 or 8 people there on their hands and knees and tippy toes and step ladders and boxes and they're filling and putty on the side of the boat there, you know, and just, I'd like to think in 100 years' time that we're talking about this group of people that just came together with not boat builders, certainly not boat builders, but all with their own unique skill sets and stuff. And yeah, and just as I said, keep tradition alive and sail the boats into the next century.